Excellent. And this is...
If the emerald point is the big one, it's feeling on the 13.
Would you like to join us at the microphone?
Certainly.
Are we turned on, Kristen?
We are live.
If you would like to give your name, we are all set to hear what you have to say.
I am Jerry Kaiser. I am here with my wife. We last fall purchased some property at Emerald Point. I would like to first give the board, members of the Board of Equalization, a thank you for giving me the opportunity to show up here and defend our position on the proposed taxes for 2013. I have talked to Mr. Strahan and I've talked to the two ladies by phone. I don't know how many pieces of paper Christy ran off. But I do have a letter here that I sent to Mr. Strahan on May 15th expressing my concern of the proposed taxation for the year and explaining why I thought that that perhaps was out of line. You also probably have in front of you last year's taxes, which was a total of $191.66. And I think that was based on a property valuation of $20,000. At that point, and also up to today, and for the proposed next almost 2 years, there's going to be, well, within 2 years, there should be full infrastructure in place. But as of today, they are actually 3 months behind time due to an updated sewer system that they decided to put in a little bit better than what they had originally proposed. And due to that, they are 3 months behind the proposed finish date for putting the infrastructure into the system. And based on what the property was when we bought it in November of last year, valuated at $20,000, and the tax being $191.66, I feel that the proposed taxes, based on a property valuation of $69,900, which brings the tax value up to $670 for the next year, I think is quite a bit high. I was out to the site today, and as I said, I found out that, you know, they're 3 months behind time, and at that point, when we bought, it was proposed to be the infrastructure to be finished in 2 years from that point. And so that's a ways off. And I just really feel that for the tax year 2013 and 14, I think it's done on a two-year basis, is that correct, Mr. Strahan, that property valuation of 69.9 is way out of base. I think it should be much closer to the 20,000. I think you have information in front of you showing what we paid for that, and that was taken into account that the infrastructure, it was to pay for the infrastructure also.
So you don't have any water, you don't have any sewer, you don't have any road?
No, there's gravel roads that the crews are using to traverse from one point to another.
An obsolescent factor of that, I don't know whether that's the right terminology of using on this particular lot to set a different value, James, than what that would be until it's completed.
Up on the screen, Dan. What is that brown way behind it?
Sir, there's power lines.
Pardon?
That's the power line.
Power lines.
All of that is?
Did you look at the lot before you purchased it?
No, I did not. Just from a far distance, because there was no way to get down there.
Still not.
And so we just had
by view, pointing out, you know, saying our lot is in this certain area here.
Now,
and I asked, they had poured some concrete into a drive going down there, but it's short-lived. I asked if we could drive down there. They said, no way. You wouldn't be able to get down there and get back out.
So. But now, you bought this for $59.9 in November of 2012 with the promise of in 2 years there would be some improvement.
That all of the infrastructure would be in, which includes the road, sewer and water, electric, and telephone.
So we're still, that would be November 20th of 2014, the promise would have to be carried out by.
That's what they indicated.
At that value.
Yeah. Now, weather problems, they indicated, you know, on subdivision 9, they had a 2-year
right
delay, and so it's weather-based, too.
Do you have enough property on this lot to build with the power line there?
I assume that is my outline of my
yes.
lot 150,
yes.
And the power line is running
right there.
Right there. Well, it's a proposed route for the power line. I don't think the power line is in there.
I don't think you're infringed by the power line other than backing up against it.
Yeah, that's the right-of-way.
Yeah, that's the right-of-way.
Right,
the actual power
right,
line.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You can actually see the lines, power lines themselves.
Oh, okay,
the
they are in there then.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just looked at another lot previous to this, and because of that power line and the fact that the other one had streets in it.
That was a different subdivision?
Yes, but the whole thing of it is I'm going to make a motion that we set this particular lot at 10,000, I think is what we did on the other lot. Because you have nothing, and then at the end of 2014, then I expect if the road's built in and all that kind of stuff, that you would expect an increase in your evaluation. The lots in this area, a median of the entire subdivision, is the way that the 69.9 came to be.
Right, yep.
So that's where we're at, and I'm going to make a motion that we set yours because of the obsolescence factor of the power line and no road at $10,000. That's a motion.
Appraised?
Yes.
Appraised.
Yes.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the valuation of parcel number 2013-118. That's the BOE number. At $10,000 appraised value. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, folks.
Yep.
Darden Restaurants, is this a teleconference? Yes.
4-0-7-2-4-5-5-7-7-9. There's two companies. And it's Beaumont's Restaurant. Do you want the assessed valuation?
Just give me a second here.
Okay.
This is Trotters. Is that what I'm looking at? Red Lobster.
I don't know. 005001 is 896254 commercial grade.
Yep.
286800.
Read that again, please.
286.
$66,800 assessed commercial. And remember, James, I'm just doing a calculation, so I get $896,250 for appraisal.
I've not got that on any line.
This is your paper right.
Now, the improvements are 505,024, and the land is at 391,230. It's
okay.
Red Lobster, I'm assuming. There it is. There's a picture.
This is the second one. Really number 111.
And its assessed total is $262,800.
That's the one I've got. I'm sorry. And its appraised total is $821,250.
Tell me what the second property, which business that is. James, any discussion about this before we make the call, or?
This looks like Joseph B. Samson and Company. They're coming in, don't matter what we do. So.
The what?
That's their job. Is to, they just wrote down round figures, $600,000, $400,000, and didn't justify them in any way.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any evidence.
There's no evidence. That's what they do. They're the richest tax consulting company in the United States.
They gave additional evidence, which I have, that was scanned in by Wesley. So this is it up on the board.
That's what they sent?
Mm-hmm. And this one is for Olive Garden.
Oh, wait just a minute. There, where it says potential gross income? Help me out. Was that for yesterday?
What number is that? For all, it's 2604?
Yes.
Well, let's just accept that. Well, here they say 500,000. I'd have the board to accept their value of 808.
Which one's that for?
Ain't that what they said up there?
The last page. Oh, this one is all of
2604. They say 500,000 on their estimate. I've got it on for 821. I'd ask the board to set it at 808.
And on the other one, let's look at what they have on that.
Where is this at?
Olive Garden.
That was Olive Garden.
This is a comparative.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a comparable?
This is a comparable here.
Wait. The 808 was Olive Garden, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
Motion to...
You have a few assumptions.
Well, okay. We're just going through all theirs then before we...
They've got two. They've got Olive Garden and Red Lobster. I just thought it'd be nice to look at it first. James wants to accept the one on, that they've worked up on Olive.
What I said, Ron, is if we accept their recommendation, then we could just call them and tell them that we voted to accept their recommendation. And then if we go in and let them explain what they're trying to do, they may want to argue about the fact.
I understand.
They didn't send nothing on the other one?
No, I only have that.
They're exactly the same. They'll have the same everything. They're belong to the same company. And
what you're thinking on the Red Lobster?
I'd leave it alone what the assessor has it on for. I like to applaud my appraisers. You've heard all of how we've been overvaluing commercial properties. This says we're right on the money. So.
Well, it's still lower on both, but you said an 808.
Well, now, that's not what I'm seeing here.
You've got an 821-254. That's Olive Garden.
Just set them both the same. There'd be no reason to. We can't hire an attorney or an appraiser to battle them for that. It'd be a loss of money. And we can see depreciation that could occur, I'm sure. They're still on at 98% good, so we can get the depreciation and make it justified.
Well, we don't know what they're asking for on Red Lobster because they didn't submit, if I understood Donna right.
I'm sorry, Matt.
Okay. They submitted evidence.
Yes, sir.
For a dollar amount. I'd like to make a motion so that when they call, you can say we have accepted the amount on your evidence as the appraised value. And then that way it makes it a lot easier to go into this discussion with them on the other one. Is that okay? I mean,
sure. That's whatever.
But you want to talk to them first, and I think we're to accept it and then talk to them.
I wanted to look at both properties first, but which is what we did. Now, we're looking for a motion.
They were asking for $500,000 on that one. Right?
On this paper and then sent in, it's worth $808.
Right. I know.
Where do you see the
$500,000? $600,000 on the first property and $500,000 on the second property. That puts in their appeal.
Right.
But that's not what's on that.
I'm not arguing what's on there.
Yeah. What is that right there?
Requested.
I'd accept that number for a call.
Yeah. That's our evidence.
I'm still like you guys, though. They didn't offer anything on the.
Right.
My suggestion would be we call them, we talk about Olive Garden first, and we tell them that we have. What evidence or what they have sent us in the way of evidence shows a value of 808, and the board's willing to go with them on that.
That'd be fine.
Is that all right?
Oh, yeah.
And then they're going to go,
oh. Oh, no. We've decided differently.
You ready for the number wrong?
407-245-5779. You gave it.
We're sorry.
Be that way.
Yeah. That's what they're saying. And then on the other one, they don't have anything. Yeah, the 808.
Please enter your account code.
Ron, hang it up. She's got a different number for you.
I like this number.
Okay.
Tell me who the person is we'll be speaking with.
It's Joseph. It's David Johnson, but that's not his number. That's the number for the property owner. He's the agent.
Might do better with the property owner. So, 455. Okay, now tell me who this is.
David Johnson.
David Johnson. Mr. Johnson, this is Ron Houseman. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes, how are you doing, Ron?
Good. We have a couple of properties here that I understand you are representing that have been appealed to the board.
Yes.
We have you on speakerphone. The Board of Equalization is here, and we're ready to listen to you in discussing this. I have one question for you, if I could start with that.
Sure.
Regarding the Olive Garden?
Yes.
Okay, we have a workup as part of the evidence that was submitted.
Uh-huh.
And at the bottom of that, it has your base cap rate, your adjusted tax rate, adjusted cap rate, value sum, and then it has an indicated value of $808,000.
Okay.
Is that from an appraisal that you had done?
No, it's just the calculation. It's just the rounding of the value sum. It should just say value sum.
Well, let me tell you this, that the board has looked at that and talked with the assessor and have agreed to accept that figure.
Okay.
Is that acceptable to you?
Yes.
Then I'm going to ask for a formal motion from the board regarding BOE number 2013-111.
For the sum of
$808,000.
Yes. So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and second to establish the value of BOE number 2013-111, known as Olive Garden, at $808,000. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Now, sir, we have a second that we don't have a similar workup on, which
I just see that, and it should have a workup. I do have one. If I could fax it over, I apologize. I must have sent the same one twice.
What is the value total sum that you have at the bottom of that one?
It is. Sorry. It is, so that was a $6,997 square feet. The value is $665,700, and which is, I think, $95 a square foot, give or take.
$665,700,
yes. And it's on currently the current value of $896,250.
That's correct. $896,254.
$254, yeah, sorry. That's right.
Actually, I would like you to fax that to the county clerk's office, if you will. That's 417-546-2519. 2519. You don't have to do that immediately, but
okay.
If you would get that for our records.
Sure.
And we would let you talk about this parcel of property if you're so ready to do.
Okay.
So,
as you indicated, sorry, it's a Red Lobster, sorry. It's also a Darden restaurant. It's a 2000 built restaurant, and basically not a lot of sales or whatever of similar things. Obviously, I've got the one comp there in the $12 range for a net. I ran it, I added about $3 to a $15 rate, more of a gross with the expenses there. 10% vacancy, that may be a little high for, you know, a single-use restaurant. Basically just kind of running it, and I guess a little bit to the extent that the other restaurant, while the other one that we were just talking about, obviously, was is a little bit older, 94, obviously, compared to 2000. There seemed to be a per square footage, you know, almost a $28 difference there. So it seemed that they would run similar as far as restaurant types, and you know, being a national restaurant in that sense. And that's basically kind of how I ran it. I ran a little higher than the other one at a $15 versus the $14 to get to my proposed value of $665,700.
Now, I've seen on the other where you used a 10% cap rate. What did you use? Did you go into the capitalization rate on this one?
As I did that as well, but I understand it is a little newer. Even going to like a 9.5, it'd be probably right at $100 a square foot at $696,300.
Okay. Well, I'm a local here, and I just know I got a 45-minute wait at each restaurant. I figured they produced about the same income with the same quality of meals and same price ranges. So.
Right. I mean, yeah, definitely. I agree. I just had similar. I mean, that's kind of where I was leading. Is that I think the other one was certainly more online to where it should be, and then that's where my argument kind of is that this one should probably be in that same range, just a little newer, you know.
Well, I would make a motion, or make a. I'm sorry, I don't make motions. Recommendation to the board to set these values approximately the same due to the age of the Olive Garden versus the age of the Red Lobster, and I would like to see an income stream on both of these projects capped out and see where the value of the buildings came, but that would be my recommendation to the board to set them close to the same value.
I'm going to make a motion to set it at exactly the same at 808.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the valuation of BOE number 2013110, known as Red Lobster, at a valuation of $808,000 appraised value. Discussion. Any board member have any comments, questions? Sir, do you have any other thoughts before we vote on this?
No, I understand where you're coming from. I was more doing it on a per square foot, but that's certainly acceptable as well.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I think, Mr. Johnson, that was it. There were just two properties. Is that correct?
That is correct.
We will notify you in writing, hopefully within the next 7 days. Of this decision, and also include information regarding other options that might be available.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your time.
Your next property is supposed to be in person at 1:45, so we have about 4 minutes.
Who is it that will be representing this particular?
Jim Morse himself.
And was he not here last year?
Yes.
And was he here about this property?
Yes.
And
it may have been the year before.
I think it might have been last year. I'm not sure.
There we go.
There's that agent right there.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing, sir?
Good to see you. How are you doing?
You doing all right?
I'm doing good.
How are you doing?
Gentlemen, if we could take just a couple of minutes recess, and then we'll call this property up.